Thank you and good morning. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for communities in Northern California and Southern Oregon as a storm system heads toward the area. High winds, very high surf, and heavy rains are in the forecast for the next 3 days, and high winds are expected to arrive tonight, and they will impact roadways and driving conditions along the coast, particularly for high-profile vehicles. Along with the high winds and surf that could see rollers between 20 to 25 feet, heavy rain is in the forecast as well. The city of Eureka, along with other cities in the region, has offered free sandbags to residents who want to protect low-lying properties. The greatest impact from the storm system, a remnant of Typhoon Songda, is expected to happen to the north in Crescent City in southern Oregon, where they can expect between 6 to 10 inches of rain in the coming days. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein has released the names of the two men involved in an apparent murder-suicide at a home on Emerald Lane in Fortuna over the weekend. Police suspect that 50-year-old Hydesville resident Steve Sisson shot and killed his 81-year-old father, Jerry, at the father's house and then turned the gun on himself. There were no other parties involved and no other injuries reported, and investigators are still in the process of interviewing family members and others close to the pair. The apparent murder of Jerry Sisson, combined with the stabbing death of a 23-year-old man in Wyatt over the weekend, brings the number of homicides in Humboldt County since the first of the year to 19. Jordan Christmas has an update about that stabbing.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has identified 23-year-old Jordan Dennis Antonsen as the man who died from stab wounds during a fight at a residence in Wyatt on Friday. Additional details released revealed that Antonsen entered the residence of a 47-year-old man uninvited and tried to start a fight with the man's roommate. Antonsen rushed the 47-year-old victim and was placed in a headlock. That led to the victim stabbing Antonsen with a knife in self-defense, and he subsequently fled from the residence. Antonsen was taken to the hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. The investigation into the incident is ongoing.
Thank you, Jordan. On August 21st, a state fish and wildlife officer who was on patrol looking for poachers in the Carlotta area spotted what appeared to be a group of people in a pickup truck using a spotlight to illegally hunt deer. When the officer attempted a traffic stop on the pickup, shots were fired at his vehicle, and a short pursuit ensued before the truck crashed and the occupants fled. Since that incident, the search has been on for 24-year-old Sean Hoff Jr., who is the suspected shooter, and a group of wildlife and conservancy organizations have offered $20,000 in reward money for information that leads to Hoff's arrest and conviction. Anyone with information as to Hoff's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The Eureka Police Department has received a $70,000 grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for traffic safety enforcement efforts throughout the city. The grant will fund DUI checkpoints and maximum enforcement periods over holidays, as well as ongoing traffic safety programs. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Marijuana eradication efforts are a year-round operation in the Emerald Triangle, and those efforts follow the outdoor grow season, which comes to an end right around this time of year. Undersheriff Bill Hansel spoke about the grow season and the shift in enforcement efforts as the summer ends and the wet weather of autumn and winter sets in. Hansel said that the focus turns from the outdoor grows, where the crop has been harvested, to the indoor grow sites that operate year-round.
As far as marijuana goes, all the outdoor growing has most likely ceased. And so we then start shifting our four guys that we have dedicated to a marijuana unit to other enforcement actions within the county. One is going to be assigned to the drug task force to go after the hardcore drugs. Others focus on the many, many complaints of indoor marijuana grows.
One thing about grow houses is that they can be found pretty much anywhere in the county, from inside city limits to a rural property. Hansel said that enforcement efforts need input from the community and pointed out that residents know their neighborhoods the best and that if you suspect an issue, call the sheriff's office.
You don't know how many other people have called, and so we are a complaint-driven department when it comes to this. So we go and you don't know how your complaint could trigger something with us, and we would like to hear, because you know your neighbors the best. You know what's normal.
Conservative estimates have tallied the number of large outdoor grows at more than 4,000. There's no reliable estimate for the number of indoor grow sites. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.